on why you will be healed tonight. Not maybe, but will. Prophesy to your neighbor, you will be healed tonight. John chapter 10, verse 10. John 10, verse 10 says, "The thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. But I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly." The Bible tells us that death is our enemy. In 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 26, 1 Corinthians 15, verse 26, the Bible tells us that the last enemy to be destroyed is death. Now, Hebrews chapter 2, verse 14, Hebrews 2, 14, tells us that the one who controls death is Satan. Satan is an agent of death. And so he uses sickness as an agent that is supposed to bring about death. On the other hand, according to Exodus 15, verse 26, Exodus 15, 26, God is the greatest physician, the Lord, that heals. He made us, according to John chapter 1, from verse 1 to 3, John 1, from verse 1 to 3, so it's easy for him to heal us, and he's willing to do so. He can heal by sending his word, and that word is coming to somebody tonight. Whether the devil likes it or not, you will be healed. And he had made abundant provisions for healing through his stripes. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 24. 1 Peter 2, verse 24. Now, when you are sick, human beings can fail you. Thank God for doctors. The Lord will keep on anointing them to serve him. But in Mark chapter 5, from verse 25 to 34, Mark 5, 25 to 34, in the story of the woman with the issue of blood, physicians failed her. They kept on referring her from one doctor to the other until she had spent everything she had. But God cannot fail. Angels can fail. In John chapter 5, from verse 2 to 9, John 5, from verse 2 to 9, there was a man who had been waiting by the pool of Bethesda for 38 years. The angel kept coming every year to serve the pool. The first fellow to get in got healed. And there was a man there 38 years. Not the fault of the angel. It was only one fellow at a Paranum. He was given power to heal. But God cannot fail. Because the day Jesus arose for that man, 38 years of waiting was over. And it doesn't matter how long you have been sick, in the name of the God that I serve, you will be healed tonight. Men of God can fail. In Matthew 17, from verse 14 to 18, Matthew 17, verse 14 to 18, a man brought his son to the apostles. They couldn't help. They were ordinary human beings. Men can fail, but God will never fail. He can never fail because, according to Jeremiah 32, verse 27, He's the God of all flesh. There's nothing too hard for him. That's why I'm sure your own will not be too hard for God tonight. He can raise the dead, including one that they say is already too late. He can even revive dead bones. He's so powerful. You see, the enemy, the devil, knows that a sick soldier is out of action. So if he can't even kill you immediately, he can make you sick. So once you are sick, you are out of action. If you are dumb, you can cast out demons. You want to cast out demons, you speak. But if you are dumb, you can't make a signal to demons to leave. That's why if you have problems with speaking, God will take care of that tonight. If a soldier is deaf, he can't hear orders. He wouldn't know what the commander-in-chief is saying. That's why you don't have deaf people in the army. And the Bible made it clear. God says he wants you to hearken diligently to his voice. So if something is wrong with your ears, in the name that's above every other name, that will be taken care of tonight. If a soldier is blind, how can he go to war? He wouldn't even know when he will fall into a pit. Therefore, if there's something wrong with your eyes, please agree with me. God will take care of that tonight. If there are problems with your hands, if a soldier has problems with his hands, how is he going to fight? David said in Psalm 18, verse 34, he said, he taught my hands to war. He wants you to lay hands on the sick so that they will recover. If there's anything wrong with your head, in the name that's above every other name, receive your healing tonight. If your leg is in trouble, if the legs are lame or paralyzed, how can you ask a soldier to carry messages to march forward if the legs are not functioning? So if there's something wrong with your legs, my God will take care tonight. So we're not going to take too much time talking. I'm just trying to tell you that it is in the interest of our commander-in-chief that we be whole. We are his soldiers. He wants us to march on for him. He wants us to obtain victory in his name. I think we just need to go to him and say, Commander-in-Chief, permission to speak, sir. We're going to approach him in all humility tonight and say, hey, please, sir, can we have a little talk? Because I must leave here tonight completely whole. And you know, in the military, when you want to speak to your commander, you ask for permission to speak. And of course, he can say, permission denied. In which case, whatever you want to say, it's not said. But our commander-in-chief is the one that the Bible says is rich in mercy. It's a merciful God. So if we say, Lord, can we have a little chat, permission to speak? And the permission, I'm sure, will be granted. We will go to him and say, sir, in Matthew 15, from verse 21 to 28, Matthew 15, 21 to 28, you said that healings is for children, for your children. Healing is children's bread. You said so, sir. And when you were teaching us to pray, in Matthew chapter 6, from verse 9 to 11, Matthew 6, 9 to 11, you taught us to pray to the Father in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. I am your soldier. I am your child. my commander-in-chief, tonight I demand my bread. I demand. The child does not even beg the parents for food. It will be a terrible parent. And the child will have to go to him and say, "Mommy, please give me food. Please give me food." You said yourself that even parents who are evil, they know how to give good things to their children. You're going to do something tonight. You're going to do one or two things that might be childish, but it's going to take the faith of children to get to what you must have tonight. I want you to lift your voice loud and clear and say, "Jesus, Adeboye did man's healings tonight. I'm demanding it. I'm not begging for it. Tonight, because I am your child, I demand healing." In Jesus' mighty name. Permission to speak, sir. Yes, permission granted. You said in your word, 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 7. 1 Corinthians 9, verse 7. It's written in your word. No soldier goes a warfare. No soldier goes to fight at his own expense. If a soldier is going to fight for his nation, the nation must supply the needs. Commander-in-Chief, I've made up my mind. I will serve you. Wherever you ask me to go, I will go. Whatever you ask me to do, I will do. But if you want my service, you have to make sure I am whole. In Matthew chapter 8, verse 14 to 15, Matthew 8, 14 to 15, when you entered Peter's mother-in-law's house, and you found her sick, for her to be able to get up and minister to you, you healed her first. Oh Lord Jesus, I've made up my mind. I will serve you. But how can I serve you If I am sick, years ago, I was invited to Denver, Colorado, in America, in the month of January. If you know anything about America, you know Colorado will be really, really cold in January. Daddy, do you want me to go? He said, yes. Daddy, you know I don't like it cold. I will go. No doubt about that. But then you have to do something about the weather. And he said, leave that to me. And I went. And I have at least a witness here who went to the same meeting. The great man of God who spoke first tonight. All the days we were there, in winter, summer came. People were wearing t-shirts. The day I left, within hours of the plane taking off, almost 10 centimeters of snow fell. You're soldiers of Christ. You're going to talk to the Almighty God and say, my commander-in-chief, I will serve you. But right now, Adeboye demands wholeness. Go ahead, tell him. Don't be afraid. You've got permission to speak. Tell him. I will serve you. Oh yes, I will go anywhere you want me to go. I will do whatever you want me to do. But sir, I demand wholeness. I demand wholeness. Right now. Tonight. I demand wholeness. I demand wholeness. And so shall it be in Jesus' mighty name. Permission to speak, sir. Yes, permission granted. According to your words, sir. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 17. 1 Corinthians 3, verse 17. I am your temple. I am yours. Body, soul, spirit. You know all things. I'm all yours. And you said, you, who will never lie, you said, in Matthew 15, verse 13, that every plant that your father did not plant shall be rooted up. That's what you said. And I believe you, because there's no way you can lie. You are the truth. So, what is a germ doing in my body? What is a virus doing in my body? What is all this mess doing in my body? When I am your temple, so on your authority, I am saying now, Jesus, Adeboye commands every plant that God did not plant in me, get out now. Open your mouth and tell the Almighty God, every plant that you have not planted in my body, no matter how it came in, whatever the name may be called, get out now, get out now. I command, because I am a Christian soldier, I am the temple of the Most High. Every plant God did not plant in my body, I command you, get out now. You must get out. Everything in me that's not the way it should be, everything that is in me that is not put there by God, you must get out now. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Now, whatever we may be doing tonight may sound childish to some people. You say, is this how you pray? No, we are just being children. And the Bible says, the just shall live by faith. But those of you who were here yesterday, you had the testimony of a woman. She says her eyes were not seeing properly. And she went to the television when Pastor Adeboye was preaching. He went there and said to God, there's somebody, one of your children, I'm your child too. He's old, but he's still reading without glasses. So she would touch the eye of the preacher and touch her own eyes. How many of you had the testimony? And suddenly she found that she could read now, she could read her Bible without having to use glasses. Now, well, go ahead, shout hallelujah. Now, anybody who saw her going to the television, touching the eye of the preacher and touching her own eye, touching the eye of the preacher, touching her own eye, we'll say, what's wrong with this woman? You know, when you go through the scriptures, almost everybody that Jesus healed, he healed them by their faith. He will ask the question, do you believe I can do it? If you say, yes, I believe, he say, okay, be it unto you according to your faith. Or he will say, your faith has made you whole. Lift your hands to the Almighty God and say, my faith shall make me whole tonight. And then I want to remind you of the story in Mark chapter 3, verse 1 to 5. Mark 3, 1 to 5. Some of us had it before years ago. Some of us have forgotten even if we had it. There was a man, in the temple. The Bible says his hand was withered. And Jesus came in there, saw him, and among the arguments of people, whether he should heal or not heal on Sabbath, he ignored them and healed the man anyway. And the man's hand became whole. Because a withered hand can't do what God created it to do. And I told you a story then, that one day in America, true story. Because when people say I tell stories, I don't tell stories, I give testimonies. And faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. In America, a man who bought a small Ford car. Found that the car developed a problem. And he was standing by the car, bonnet up, trying to see what could be done for the car to move. And then suddenly, a man came in a very big Ford car. Was driving past, and then he stopped. Came out of the car and came to the man with the small Ford car and said, oh, let me take a look at that car. He took a look. I just said this, I just said that. And the car began to walk. And the man said, the man with the small car said, even if you are the best mechanic in the world, why did you stop to help me? Such a big man like yourself. The man said, my name is Ford. I made that car to run, not to die by the roadside. That's why I stopped. God made me to function, not to be by the roadside, paralyzed. Lift your voice to the Almighty God and say, Jesus, You must stop by Adeboye tonight and fix him so he can fulfill your purpose. Go ahead, talk to the Almighty. You must stop. You have to stop. You made me for a purpose. You have to stop tonight and fix me up. Everything that has gone wrong in my body, you must stop. Not me. You have to fix me tonight. You have to make me whole tonight, so I can fulfill your purpose. You made me for a purpose. You made me to fulfill your pleasure. For your pleasure you created me. Whatever is wrong with me, whatever is wrong in my system, you have to stop by tonight and fix me up. You have to do something about me tonight. Because you made me for a purpose. You made my brain for a purpose. My eyes for a purpose. My ears for a purpose. My nose for a purpose. My mouth for a purpose. My chest. My belly. My womb. My heart. My liver. My lungs. My legs. My back. Every part of my body. You made for a purpose. You must stop by. You must stop by tonight and fix me up. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. I will soon finish. And what I'm going to ask you to do next might sound childish to you and might be a bit afraid. But don't be afraid. When you talk to God as his true child, even if what you say may sound a bit rude, it won't kill you. Particularly when he knows you are not trying to be rude, you are just saying, Daddy, there's something you just have to do. I went to America for the first time to attend Kenneth Hagin's camp meeting. And there I saw miracles happening face to face. Saw the lame walking. Saw the blind testifying, etc., etc. One way or the other, I managed to see him. And when he asked me what I wanted, I told him, whatever is in you that has made you you, so that you could do all these things you are doing, that's what I want. He was shocked, but he laid hands on me. And I knew I got what I said I wanted. On my way back in the plane, I spoke to my God. I said, Daddy, if I get back to Nigeria and I don't see you do what I've seen you doing here in America, I will call you a racist. I will say you love the white people more than the black. He didn't kill me. That may sound rude, but he knew what I was talking about. You are supposed to be the God of all flesh. Black and white or yellow or whatever, we are to be equal before you. So if you want your dream over there that I've seen you do, if I get to Nigeria and you are not doing the same thing, I will make an announcement. He didn't kill me. Instead, he started doing what I saw him doing over there. You are going to tell the Most High God I am not going to let you go tonight unless you answer my prayers. Forgive me, oh Daddy, I'm not trying to be rude, but you must fulfill your promise of healing for me tonight. How many of you are bold enough to make that request? Open your mouth and say unto him, Jesus, Adeboye will not let you go until you make him absolutely whole. Open your mouth and tell him. I have no plan B. I must be whole tonight. I must be whole tonight. I must be whole tonight. I won't let you go, Lord. You have healed others before. You must heal me tonight. From my head to my toe, you must heal me tonight, Lord. I won't let you go. I am your child, Ancient of Days. I'm a soldier in your army. I'm not saying this for fun. Oh, Lord, I mean business. Tonight is the deadline, oh Lord, deadline. You must make me whole. You have to do it. Others have been testifying. It's time for my testimony to be heard. You have to make me whole, Lord. Thank you, Father. finally, another childish thing you have to do, you may want to do. You always talk to our commander-in-chief. You are the one who said, if I believe you, I will lay hands on the sick and they will recover. You said so. I believe you. So if I lay hands on the sick, they have to recover. And if the sick happen to be me, when I lay my hands on my head, I must recover. You heard my testimony of the first time I visited Zambia. And I ate something that didn't quite agree with my stomach. So at night I began to go to the toilet. I think when it was the 23rd time that I went to the toilet, suddenly I remember it is written, you shall lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. Didn't say who the sick will be. That day I was the sick. So I laid my hand on my own head and I said to my stomach, hear the word of the Lord. I will lay hands on the sick and the sick will recover. Ronnie Stomach, I command you to stop now. And the instant I said that, Ronnie's stomach stopped. So right now, if you can stand, it will be a good idea. If you can, no problem, you can remain there. But right now, I want you to lay your hand on your own head and command in the mighty name of Jesus. And said, in the mighty name of Jesus, I lay hand on Adeboye now. Adeboye, recover now. I lay my hand on you. Adeboye, recover now, because it is written, I will lay hands on the sick, and the sick shall recover. I command Adeboye be made whole. Right now, be made whole. Thank you. Right now, not tomorrow, be made whole now, in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. If you believe that as you have spoken, so it shall be done, let your amen be loud and clear. And then please be seated. There'll be some ministration tonight. That's okay. And there's just one point I need to make clear. Everything I've said thus far belongs to only those who are true children of God. Healing is children's bread. So if you are here and you are pretending to be a child of God and you are not, when you begin to see people rejoicing, even on their way to their bedroom tonight, and you'll be wondering what happened. I was there, nothing seemed to happen to me. It will be your fault. Until you are born again, you are not a child of God. How do I know I'm born again? Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. All things are passed away. Behold, all things have become new. You can't claim to be a child of God and still be living in sin. You must be deceiving yourself. So if you want to become a true child of the living God, you want from now on to begin to live as a new creature, you want his blood to wash away all your sins and to give you a brand new beginning. I'm going to count from 1 to 10. Before I say 10, come and stand before this altar. I will cry to God on your behalf. Everybody will pray with you for your healing, for your salvation, before you can qualify for the healing that is for children and children alone. So if you want to give your life to Jesus Christ, come now as I count. 1.